Hi there. It's Heather from the Watching Netflix Without You podcast. Did you know that there are over 1,200 Netflix original feature films and documentaries? And that number is only growing. So I've made it my mission to watch as many as I possibly can. Then, with a delightful guest or guests, disclaimer, more often than not my brother Ryan, we spend an episode rating, reviewing, and discussing a film at length. The first half of every episode is spoiler-free for those who haven't seen it yet. And in the second half, after a very clear spoiler warning, we dive into it. And that's really about it. You can listen to Watching Netflix Without You on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more.
Don't look under the internet.
It's 42 seconds.
I'm a genius.
Oh, the TV stand?
Yeah.
I'm not going to use that.
Well, shit.
Hell, all right. Well, you know what? This is what a better time to say hello to the people than right now.
I guess they have no idea what's going on. So, hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Doug, go ahead. Or whoever, Jason. Go ahead.
No, Mike, I think you should take it because.
Wow.
You are on a delay.
Great. I will say hello, everybody, and welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet, a show that I'm totally in the same room as the other two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you.
I just did a really bad job on, you know, engineering his vocals, so don't worry about that.
Yeah. I am feeling a bit ill today, so I'm not in the same room as the boys, especially because Doug's going to fucking... What was it?
Gen Con.
MILFCon,
yeah.
MILFCon 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew it. ConyCon?
No, I don't think that's going to be happening. Well, Mike, what...
Wait.
Oh, you still have more to say.
Hey, wait. I have to do the thing. That's Jason.
Hi, I'm Jason.
That's Doug.
Bonjour.
I'm Renona Wider.
Renona Wider.
This is my Beetlejuice wife, Lori. She came and said hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
We are fantastic.
So, Lori, this is your introduction to the world of radio / whatever we...
This is a podcast? This is a... I'm pretty sure, right? We're podcasting right now?
Wait, oh, are we? I just zoned out.
Yeah.
You totally did. I look over and Doug's just staring into his pop filter, just, nope, this is my life now.
Wow, this is so soft.
He mentioned Gen Con and I was just like,
board games.
I'm not here right now. I've been checked out for a whole week.
Tell Doug, shut up. I'm introducing my wife still. Lori, tell the people about you.
I'm Lori. I'm Mrs. Michael Allen, and I'm a nurse, and somehow got corralled into this intro for tonight, so here we are.
That's fine. Well, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Of course.
Lori helped me make IQ 5,000 moves today at the end of our thing, and I'll explain it at the end of the thing.
Oh, okay. I love these setups that just keep people on edge. I guess, you know, if I heard that, I'd be like, I need to listen to the end of this podcast.
Yeah, we got to hear Mike's.
Yeah, I'm keeping the mystique alive.
No, yes, no.
Like,
got to get those big brain moves in at the end of the episode.
So
to the end now, the mystery thing.
So, yes. Lori.
Yeah.
Are you joining us for the duration of the episode, or are you just kind of here to say hi to the people, see what's up?
I'm here to say hi to, you know, the people and, you know. Okay. And I'm probably going to go to bed because I'm an old married lady now.
It's 9 o'clock.
Well, that's perfect because you get to basically come in, say hello, impart whatever wisdom you see fit and then kind of duck out with no actual consequences.
I also, well, not, I wouldn't say no consequences. I forced her to open a Truly, so she at least has to join us.
Oh, yeah, and, so fuck it.
She has to join us in the clink and drink.
Well, this is perfect time, because I have a toast. So today I got a promotion at work, so we're going to toast to that.
Is that the toast?
Oh, and no. We're going to toast to one other thing as well. I don't want to overshadow you, Doug, but we have a new patron as well.
Ooh.
No, we don't.
I have to... Her name again. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
You're giving us money. Emily. Emily is a patron now.
Yes.
Thanks for that sweet, sweet five buckarooskies.
Yep. The funny thing is, at the end of... the last episode that we recorded, Project Serpo, we saw that she had become a patron. We're like, oh, fuck, we totally missed that. So, Emily, sorry for the delay, but thank you, thank you, thank you so much for thinking that we deserve any kind of money for what we're doing.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. We appreciate you, every one of you.
This podcast is made possible by listeners like you, Emily, and you're super cool. And I can already tell you're a swell person and hopefully not a murderer.
Yeah, I mean, and
but if you are,
tell us. That's okay. Tell us all about it. We'll make an episode out of it. So either way, murderer or not.
Bring me your victim's teeth.
Ooh.
Saw that one coming.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. How's
I'm
that,
getting more and more predictable as we go.
Well, I just kind of want to know, how's that calcium deficiency going? Actually, let's forget about that. I think Doug had a toast to do before we kind of get sidetracked.
Yeah. Right, 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 right. Yeah, so we're toasting to, I guess, new Patreons and my promotion. But here's to glory. Here's to honor. If you can't come in her, come on her. Clink.
Clink, right. Clink,
we
motherfuckers.
Need a cup for that, baby.
I did the same thing earlier when I was telling. I was like, you know what? I'm going to say this toast. And then I fucked it up. And then y'all will hear it cut really well to making it seem like I said it correct the first time, but I didn't.
Yeah. No, you're a smart boy. It's okay.
We recently found it. Like, go ahead. Sorry, Mike. You're on delay.
I was going to say, much like Jason said, Lori, do you have any words of wisdom you want to pass to the people, the beautiful people, Badoodoo?
Any words of wisdom?
And it can't be let it be.
No, let it be.
No, you can't use let it be. That was done before. That's copyright infringement, right. Actually. I now owe the Beatles like $300.
Probably, yeah. Don't even think the phrase.
Right, exactly.
Do it. Yeah.
It could be like eat grass, but in a good way.
So, I mean, here's the baseline. Here's the standard for the advice we give our listeners. Suck on your dad's teeth. It's things like, you know, don't put rusty spatulas in your butthole too often.
Not too often. I mean, occasionally it's fine.
But, like, the bar's very low.
Everything's good in moderation.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Literally everything.
Moderation.
It's hard coming up with advice.
It really is. It really, really is.
Maybe something from the medical side. Get your vaccine.
Yeah, I was gonna. That was my first thought. Don't be a fucking idiot. Get your shot. Get over it.
Have you had your shots?
You're not a horse.
Do you have your passports?
Thank you, R. Kelly.
Beautiful.
Well,
should we get to the episode, boys?
Well, that is some fantastic advice from the lovely Mrs. Allen. Also, everybody, Mike, I'm going to need you to, from afar, corral this audience into compliance. Let's give a giant round of
applause.
Yeah, the live studio audience. We had to rearrange them, so they're not all complete, but...
Hang on. I'm going to send my messenger pigeon to send the lead audience member a note that says... comply.
Okay.
Well. Oh, no. What did you do to him?
Sorry, I had a cat problem.
Well, cat either way, all over. Let's coerce this audience into giving your lovely new wife a giant round of applause.
Yeah, go, carrier pigeon, go. All right, it's gone. The audience member should be receiving it anytime soon. What's that?
Bird Scooter! This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
What? Oh, Jesus, how fast are your pigeons?
Supersonic.
There's a question I never...
Yeah, I was literally thinking that as you were speaking, and I was like, damn, that's a question I never thought I'd hear anyone ask.
How fast are your pigeons?
Super fast. All right, so they're corralled. They got the message.
They did, but we are not here to talk about fast pigeons. I mean, now we are, but...
Unbeknownst to us,
we didn't know we were coming here to talk about that. What we're actually coming here to talk about is a little something called Gemini Home Entertainment.
Wait, but why did I corral the audience?
Because to clap at Lori.
Oh, audience, clap at Lori. Go, Jason, push the button for me.
Why did you? There. No. Wait, roll it back. What did you send the pigeon for then?
To corral them into a group so they can be focused.
They're
on
already
the
corralled. They're just waiting. Chained them to
their
seats.
They're waiting for you to push the button.
I'm so confused.
I'm waiting for the pigeon to push the button. Can you send it back?
Pigeon, push the button. Go, Jason, go. Oh, he'll do it.
Boop. Okay, there we go. Damn, that's a fast fucking pigeon.
Hear that, audience? That's all for you, Lord. All right, shut up. Not you, the audience. You have to keep them in place.
But anyway, we are here tonight to talk to you about Gemini Home Entertainment.
Now, yes.
Doug, do you know what that is?
This is a brand of horror that we would like to bring to your minds. This is something that actually is not the first of its kind, but is one of few of its kind, which is kind of cool when you think about it, because it's this brand of horror is called analog horror.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, I love it.
Yeah, it's
so good.
It's really, really fun.
This was probably my favorite episode that I've researched for so far.
Oh yeah,
and here's why. Two things. And since I'm talking, I'm gonna bring up one other thing.
That's fine.
If you hear weird meowing, audience, that is my cat. He's an asshole, and he craves my attention constantly.
He's actually the old host that we used to have before Mike joined, and we kind of had to take Mike on at that point.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, sorry if you hear him meowing a bunch. Two, I love the analog horror because it does everything that I love. I love subtlety in my horror, and I love, like, creepy audio. And this just brings it all together. And it's just, this has been my favorite one so far. Love it.
Oh, yeah. It's got real strong, like, post-content vibes.
Yes.
Minus, like, the analog portion.
Yeah, and I was actually going to bring up this episode. You guys are probably going to want to watch in a similar fashion that we did post content and kept their Ian, where maybe you watch the video and then listen to us talk about it, however you want to do it. These descriptions are probably going to be a lot shorter than what we did for those other episodes, because the videos themselves are very short. They're anywhere from 4 to 8 minutes, I think, is the longest one. So you'll kind of get the gist once you start watching them, but it's amazing. It's great. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I would say, I would highly recommend all of our viewers to go watch this, not just because we're not going to go over every detail, but because it's so goddamn entertaining to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's very short. The whole thing's going to take you an hour, maybe an hour and a half tops to get through everything. It's just so fucking fun.
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of out there. When you first start watching, you don't really get what you're watching, which... Honestly, I love any kind of story that starts that way, where you're just thrown into like a puddle of chaos and you have to kind of figure it out. But as you kind of go forward, the pieces start to fall into place. You see some connections forming, and by the end of it, you've got a full blown mini horror series. So,
which is still going on.
Yeah.
It's not finished.
No, yeah. It is not. And so this is one of those topics that we're going to be covering that, you know, you can still get in on this. You can still join whoever's following it to try to figure out what's going on, what it means. But a lot of the tropes used in this are pretty cut and dry, pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Like it's very much, it's not like an ARG where you have to go find stuff. It's telling a story and it's not like linear, but it's also not too complicated to follow.
Right.
And like we're going to go over each video as it's uploaded.
Yeah.
And even by that standard, you're going to be able to follow along pretty easy.
Pretty easily. Yeah. On. And after we're all done, we're kind of going to jump into a few hot topics that come out of this series. We're going to kind of explain a little bit about them, what they might mean. It's going to be a bunch of wild speculation and stupidity because we're not experts. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. We're just three dudes that like, you know, analog horror, apparently.
Yeah. And with these videos, there's not a whole lot of like, I guess, research or
no,
it's just digging you can do into them. You kind of have to take each video for face value and put the pieces together as you will. There are a few fun things that I found out about this series that you can do on your own that we'll go over in a little while. But other than that, yeah, everything, take it for face value. Make the connections. They're pretty easy to make and just enjoy.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride.
So shall we start off with a, like, what is Gemini
Home? Yeah, let's dump into Gemini Home Entertainment.
I guess I can give like a weird, like, brief description of what Gemini Home Entertainment is.
Okay.
Since I'm here.
Well, you're not,
essentially,
though.
Well, fuck off. Essentially, Gemini Home Entertainment is a series of YouTube videos that show you a bunch of, like, it's like 16, like, 5 to 8 minute clips of what looks like old, like, late 80s, early 90s how-to videos.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to describe it. And they're just, like, really cheesy-looking, like, infomercial kind of thing. It's pretty great. I love it.
Yeah.
The first one that we find is about weird animals. And
what's it called, Mike?
It's called Weird Animals.
but what
starts off with, like,
is it the world's weirdest animals?
The world's weirdest animals.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Doug's a completionist.
If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it right.
You're right. Fuck it. We'll do it live. But essentially, it's like, oh, here is like the prairie chicken, and it gives you some fun facts on like a prairie chicken, and then it gives you another animal. I forgot what the other animal was.
The burrowing owl.
It was, yeah, the burrowing owl.
Yeah, that was it, the burrowing owl, and it gives you some like fun facts on the burrowing owl, and then it just, it's like this fun like elevator music in the background too. It's like do 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 do, and then it just gets super dark. Like, I guess it's the third animal, quote unquote, is the woodwalkers,
woodcrawler,
like
woodcrawler. But yeah,
woodcrawler. Yeah, it's the woodcrawler, and it's like, oh, they woodcrawlers. They're silent, and if you can hear them, that means they can hear you. And it's like, oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
And we're basically introduced to, like, what seems like a Body Snatchers situation.
Yeah, no, that's very, very, very correct.
Yeah, because it goes into being like, yeah, they prefer nesting inside of homes of large families. You will hear screaming.
Yeah, and it's all happy,
you
like.
You will hear screaming.
And that's just, they say, like, dude, you just hear, like, do 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 in the background, you will hear screaming. Like, what?
Honestly, I think the creepiest part of that video is just the fact that it goes, like, there's, like a pause, and then the words, they stole their voices, shows up.
Yeah.
It's just and these little... you kind of get, like, a little tease on, like, the creature, I guess you can call it. You see, like, these weird, like, legs come out.
That,
and
so
it
that
just, like, cuts away.
That legit, when I first saw that, like, I freaked the fuck out because I was like, what the fuck
it's
is
so
that?
Cool.
It is, but it's so cool. It looks like little spider legs, and we all know how I feel about spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. This must have been a nightmare for you.
Oh, yeah, that part? Uh-uh. Mm-mm. My butthole puckered and I pissed myself.
Well, my butt's got to spit now.
My butt did have to spit.
Oh, no. Butt spits? That's the worst.
Yeah, it's not great.
So one of the cooler things that I noticed, too, is all these videos are made by Remy Adobe. Like, all of the, like, old, like, how-to videos, it says, like, World's Weirdest Animals, created by Remy Adobe. And mm-hmm. you keep seeing that name constantly throughout this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And if you were to take a gander at who might be the moderator for the subreddit of r/GHE, Gemini Home Entertainment, who do you think that might be?
Probably Remy.
Yeah, it's it's Remy the Rat. He quit his cooking job to oversee a fake informational...
whoa, fake? We don't know that for sure.
That's, you know, you're not wrong there.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
I am going to break the meta a little bit and just say that Remy also has a Patreon page.
No, yeah, absolutely. I visited there. I was like, okay, what are they doing that we could do?
Which is pretty cool. But so we get that one weird one, and then we go into video two.
I do want to say, before we start with video two, you're going to, like, when you watch these videos, you guys are going to notice what I was basically told was called a three-act, like, system that he's using in these videos.
Yeah, hey, Doug, remember how I always go by the rules of three? Fucking crazy, right?
Crazy. That's what you sound like.
What a crazy coincidence.
Mike's lagging IRL, but that's fine. But yes, no, rules of three.
Work off dial-up.
He's got fucking AOL.
Tell Lori to get off the phone so you can render. But yeah, no, that's I guess is a good of segue as ever to get into our second video there.
Yeah, video two. We've got storm safety tips.
This one is fucking weird.
Yeah, this one is. I mean, they're all weird in their own little way. But this one has some good tips on how to keep your family's fates safe from a storm.
Keep your family's face safe.
Keep their faces safe from the storms.
The rest of the body doesn't matter. The important.
Well, that's where the heart is. So.
Yes, you're the doctor.
Yeah, no, I'm Dr. Fisty. You have to fucking listen to my medical advice.
That's fair. That's true. You heard it here first.
He's even calling himself that, Doug. He's become sentient.
Oh, no. Dr. Fisty, no. Okay, so you get into the storm safety tips. It's going to start off kind of similar to the last video where things are like, okay, yeah, of course. Like, these are things I do. So you got step one. Reinforce your home.
That makes sense. Right.
Step two, install an early warning system.
Yeah,
for the time. I mean,
especially if you're living in like Tornado Alley or something like that.
Step three, create a storm bunker, aka a basement. If you have a basement, if you're from the Midwest, you probably have a fucking basement. Unless you live in an apartment.
In which case, go to your neighbor's door and say, this is my basement now, and you need to leave.
Get out of my basement, please.
Get out of my basement.
I'm going to go tell the 96-year-old lady that lives with her daughter downstairs that has a live-in nurse, be like, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. You guys have to go. This is my basement.
Yeah, according to the landlord, like, you're in my property now.
And I need a storm shelter. I need to be safe for the storm. Whenever that
you'll
happen.
Be fine. There, go to the lake. There's a beaver. He'll protect you.
Yeah,
there is a beaver.
Muskrat Willie the beaver.
Nothing like being really drunk, seeing a beaver, and just thinking it's the most majestic shit in the world. We were so fucking in awe.
Lake monster.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about when we took the dog out, and I was like 200 feet ahead, and I look back, and you're just both like, whoa, what is that?
I'm like, oh, lake monster, what the fuck?
It's slapping the water. obviously, we don't get a lot of wildlife where we are, apparently, so, you know, beavers are mystical unicorns to us.
No, and that's another reason why this series has been so fascinating to us, because we're learning about the world's weirdest animals.
All right, more about storms, right?
What step were we on?
So this is actually now how to properly secure your family when the storm is happening.
Okay.
So we got step one, take the family to the bunker. Now, keep in mind, in step three, it actually gave you all the dimensions of the bunker. And,
like 10 by 8.
Yeah, 10 by 8, 8 inches of cement. You also need a dome inside of your basement to
put your radio.
Yep, radio needs to be outside, but not inside of the dome.
It has to be near it or something.
Just 5 feet near it.
Yeah.
So, you take your family to the bunker. Your home no longer belongs to you, by the way.
And that, wait, what?
Yeah, no, that home isn't yours anymore.
Is that a step? Or is that you telling me it doesn't belong to you?
No, that's step four. Your home is no longer belongs to you.
You hear that, Mike?
Damn it. So now I'm like the old lady I just shoved out of Jason's basement.
Yeah.
Homeless.
Yeah. So step two is now you got to turn on that radio, but ignore all the voices on the radio.
But they're auditory hallucinations.
Yes. Don't listen to those voices. They're not real, but turn the radio on.
Okay.
Make sure the radio is on.
Howard Stern talking but just about don't the penis.
Make sure you don't listen to it.
Correct.
But it has to be
is it
on.
Joe Rogan?
Turn it on. Don't listen to it.
It's Joe Rogan.
Can it be on, but you also do listen to it?
Don't. Right. Don't.
I'm confused.
That's fine. The next step will make it make sense. Okay. So now we have remain calm. Your tears are filled with salt.
See that? Why didn't you lead with that?
I don't know.
That makes more sense.
Okay. Good. So now, once the storm passes, we have another set of steps. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So leave the bunker if the storm passes. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Check for movement inside the home.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
And
wait,
movement
from what?
I don't know, maybe like a...
You just check for movement. Like what do you mean?
Any kind of movement.
If the storm passed, you won't hear any movement in the
home. Get out your atmospheric pressure sensor and see if you can find anything moving through your walls.
The barometer, bust it out.
The storm's just chilling in my kitchen, just breaking shit.
Making bacon. Just
Yeah, you have to listen to make sure the storm is gone, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now, the last step that you have to take... is look to the field. Do you see lights? Return to the bunker if you do. Listen under your feet. There's probably crawling through the floor.
Great.
I'm uncomfy.
And now you guys know how to weather a storm in your own home.
See, I've been following a completely different set of rules, and I think once we're done here, we're going to have to update Kelly on all of this.
Yeah, she'll need to know.
Yeah, well, I just taught her the other way to do it. Now I'm like, fuck, I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's very
kick old lady out of downstairs.
Yeah.
And then survive. That's the old ways.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
Yeah, no, I mean, these are the most up-to-date safety policies that I know of.
You heard it here, folks. Come to Don't Look Under the Internet to get all of your storm safety tips, where we will be... going over maybe tornadoes at a later date, hurricanes, but right now we're doing simple storms.
Yeah, shit.
You know, crawl around under your feet and move around your home.
People crawling in the floors. That reminds me of fucking Color Out of Space when, what the fuck's his name? Tommy
Nicholas
Chong.
Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Is sitting on the floor with like the microphone pressed to it, and mm-hmm. he's just like, shh. You can hear him crawling around down there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot he was in that. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, are there any more steps to weathering storms here, or is that kind of like...
No, that's pretty much all you need to know. Once you lose the house, that's pretty much when you're good.
Oh, okay. And then the rest is kind of just...
comes naturally.
Just make sure.
You'll know.
Oh, it's like instinct. Okay, got it. Well, shit, that...
Yeah, this whole thing screams like... Lovecraft vibes.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh my.
10,000%.
Doug and I will rub our boners together in front of the microphone later, and you guys will hear all of that. So
yeah.
Well, not too quick. The friction will cause a flame.
That's fine.
Anyways, so what's the next video?
The next video we're getting into is called The Deep Blue. Now, I know Mike just...
The Deep Blue Sea?
No, just The Deep Blue.
The movie with the shark?
That's a good movie, but...
No. It is, but no, just The Deep Blue, like the color. Nothing about the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So this is all about the ocean. basically, this video is kind of like about... What is happening over there, Mike? Are you okay?
Yeah, why?
I just heard we both heard you go, hey!
I don't know what that was.
No, that wasn't me.
Huh. Well, I think someone's trying to talk to us.
Picking up some EVP. Zach Baggins, hit us up.
So, the Deep Blue. It's about, like, a, you know, just some fish, the ocean. You know, see...
This is one of the shorter ones, too, I'm pretty sure.
It's incredibly short. There's not a lot to it. Talks about some fish swimming, some whales eating all the fish, and... The real danger is the habitat. Well, yes, but it's the habitat itself, which means everywhere around it. And then they start talking about the Marianas Trench, and they also see something called the Demisius Tunnel, which... What? Do you know about a tunnel at the bottom of the Marianas Trench that's deeper than the Marianas Trench?
Yeah, the Marianas Trench is just the... the lowest point that we've been able to record. We know that there's a deeper part to it. That's that tunnel.
Oh, really?
We just don't have the technology to get down there because of the pressure.
Huh. That's weird because, no.
So, Jason, I'm adding to the lore.
I appreciate that. And you did exactly what I wanted you to do, but I have to be honest with the people. The Demisia Tunnel is not a thing. There might be something down there, and they might call it the Demisia Tunnel at some point in time, but right now there's nothing there.
Well, that is the that's the plot to The Meg.
Oh.
Where they get into the Mariana Trench.
I forgot about The Meg.
With Rainn Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they find out that the floor is just like...
Lava.
No, it's not lava. The floor is lava. The floor is like a thick... like cloud of like debris and everything, you can puncture through it, and then it just goes deeper and deeper.
See, that's, I like that a lot. But so it says this tunnel. So you got the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and there's this tunnel that goes even deeper, which has an unknown depth. There's nothing that can live there. Obviously, the pressure is way too great. And then all of a sudden, you see a very creepy squid-like, one-eyed creature at the bottom with the text saying nothing lives here.
Yeah.
With a thing living there.
Yeah.
So.
You say squid. I say spider.
It
looked like a spider.
It could be either. I only say squid because I didn't count the legs, so I wasn't sure if it had eight or more. But it's at the bottom of the ocean. It has one giant eye in the middle of its fucking blob-like head face, and it's got a bunch of tentacles reaching down to, like, kind of skitter along the ocean floor as we are being told nothing lives down there.
And if we haven't tentacle said porn, this, anytime anything weird is going on in the videos, which always tends to be, like, towards the end of the video, it gets really, like, grainy and shaky and, like, glitchy. And you kind of know, like, oh, something's happening.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You can kind of tell. And if you haven't been able to tell yet, each one of these videos starts off incredibly normal and ends up being not so much. So that's honestly the entire Deep Blue. It's just the whales, the Marianas Trench, the Demisia Tunnel, and then the squid-like thing, which we'll get more into later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will. Fuckers.
Doug's excited. Are you?
Yes.
Better be. Bitch ass.
I guess that... moves us into video 4.
It does.
Which is titled Artificial Computer Learning, ACL. You will see that pop up a bunch.
Hey, I did an ACL surgery today.
Did you replace it with a...
with another tendon somewhere else in the body.
Oh, I was going to say silly string, but that's fine.
We were out of silly string. We had to kind of make do.
A silly string-otomy?
Yes.
Gotta remove that silly string from the body.
So we get video 4 next. Sorry if I said this already.
You did.
I'm a dummy. But it's, called Artificial Computer Learning.
Oh, is it?
Yes. And ACL comes up a bunch.
Nice,
Jason,
nice.
Cue your bit about your surgery again.
In case you guys didn't hear it the first time.
So I did an ACL surgery today.
Did you remove the silly string from...
Yeah, the silly string. Silly string.
But this video opens up with an intro card from a Regnad Computing, which is danger spelled backwards.
Ooh!
Super spooky! But it's basically like an advertisement for an AI that they wrote. And this AI, they're like, oh, check out how advanced this AI is. we have this AI writing a children's story. And they explain it as this AI will write a children's story and then build off of the previous one to make a more coherent story.
Yes. And also make sure you guys are paying attention to this. Hang on every word Mike is saying right now, because all of this is super important for the whole series.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel bad because I don't have much detail.
Well.
But, yeah, well, there you people fucking figure it out. each story is about a man named Jack and a woman named Mary. And we get three different iterations of this story. Hi, Otto. My cat's here. We get three different iterations of this story. The last one ends with telling us to listen to the silver box. That's my cat.
Your cat is the silver box?
Yes. It also asks us if we can see the eye. And then we get like a flash picture of a creature that looks very similar to what we just saw in the Deep Blue episode or video.
Can we just describe this as an eldritch abomination or something like that? Because
I would. It looks like an octopus, spider, one-eyed thing.
Yeah.
And I'm curious because you see the big glowing eye in episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
But in episode 2, it asks if we see the lights in the field. I wonder if these eyes are the lights in the field.
Mm.
Well, maybe we will find out.
We might find out.
Yes. Well, that's really all you get in video 4. It doesn't make sense now. But again, everything kind of comes to fruition at the end. It's pretty awesome.
No, yeah, and it's that like early 90s style for like it's almost like somebody was presenting this to a business being like, "Look at all the stuff you'll be able to do."
Well,
also, there's a silver box and a hungry eye and a bunch of other shit, but you know, we're going to keep plugging away at this storytelling machine.
Yeah, this is also it actually is a great segue into the next video because it says something about the voice in space.
Oh, absolutely.
And honestly, this next one is just out of this world, pun intended, for sure.
Nice.
I did it. I got there, guys.
Nice fucking pun, Doug. Really nice. I loved it.
Did you?
You're doing a good job. I'm so proud of you.
That's all I wanted to hear, man.
That's the only reason he's here. So he's done with the podcast now. He knows Mike is proud of him.
I'm just gonna fade out.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, Doug faded out. He turned like transparent and then
did he do the meme of the guy that just puts the two fingers up?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
That was literally exactly what I did. I peaced out and just went.
He held two fingers up. And
video 5 is called Our Solar System. Now, this video is a little bit longer, and I don't know. It's really pretty tame up until the very last part. So basically, it just goes through every planet in the solar system in order and gives like a couple facts about it.
Yeah, I think my favorite is when they get to Earth. It's like, this is where you live or something. Yeah.
You are here.
Also, I just want to say real quick, like the creator of all this, fucking hats off to this guy, because from what I've noticed, Adobe. A lot of these facts are like real. So this guy actually went out and found a couple fun facts about like fucking burrowing owls and prairie chickens.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, Venus and everything, and I'm like, good for you, man.
Found some good stock fucking video of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're fucking yourself if you don't think watching some prairie chickens or some burrowing owls is a good time.
Yeah, prairie chickens and their air sacs, it's a good time.
It is. I didn't know chickens had air sacs. I thought they had lungs.
Well, maybe that's like frogs.
Turns out they have both.
Put your air sac in my mouth, girl.
Doug's mating
Mike, do you happen to have a boo button for the audience?
I don't.
I can't find it if you do.
That's all they got.
So we can only reinforce. Cool, cool, cool.
Boo this
guy. Got it. Oh, shit. But yeah, so this like set of videos, it's just, you know, fun facts about the solar system. We go through all the planets, but we get to Neptune. And we get the glitchies. We get the weird noises.
Yep.
And Neptune's fact is Neptune has mutated. And you just start seeing Neptune turn from, like, this bluish-looking planet to this, like, red terribleness. Mm-hmm. And then you see it says on the screen, "The Iris. It is with us now, laughing at us. Behold."
Yeah. What an and asshole. It's just mocking me.
Yeah.
Home.
Yeah, fuck you, Mike. Behold.
Fuck you, Iris. This is my house. You don't mock me here. This is my dojo.
But yeah, like, it cuts to this video of Neptune just shooting this, like, giant beam out of it, which it kind of looks like the beam is headed straight towards Earth, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Think Starkiller Base.
One little thing I do want to bring up is we see, like, subtle, like, a little thing with, like, Saturn. It goes Saturn, then Neptune, and it says Saturn is the gateway and Neptune is the lens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, it's
so.
It's speaking in code, but you kind of start to figure out what they are talking about, especially after what happens at the very end of this video.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but like if Neptune is the lens, and we get a look at Iris, is Neptune just a pair of glasses for this eye? It's the lens, after all.
Yeah. No. It's so. What I personally think that they're saying is that Neptune is helping to bring the rest of our solar system into focus for whatever this Iris is. It's kind of using
it. What I got from it is Neptune is sponsored by Zenni. It's glasses. And Iris is the spokesperson for Zenni.
Well, I'm glad that we both have very different tastes. This
is also,
because this will make for a very entertaining episode.
Not sponsored by Zenni.
Well, it's not a sponsor.
We're not sponsored by Zenni, but like Zenni.
We are sponsored by Allswell and Buzzsprout, so please go to Allswell if you want to buy your mattresses.
Wait, we got that one? We did.
Yeah,
Allswell?
We're sponsored by Allswell, yeah. We don't have a spot to do. No, there's no, like, promo spot. It's just we have a code that if people go to buy their mattresses, they get some money off.
Yeah, buy these mattresses. They don't come with bed bugs.
Why did we never give off that code then?
We did, but, like, I feel like mattresses and creepy internet stories don't... Well, you know what? Actually, I do have a very good take for this. If you need somewhere to rest your head after watching hours and hours of creepy ARG videos, figuring them out, watching horror anthologies on YouTube, you need somewhere to rest your head, go to fucking Allswell. Look in our description. We're going to have a link. If you follow it, you're going to get some money off whatever mattress. They're fantastic mattresses.
Jason, what about this? Much like you should not look under the internet, you should also not look under your bed because it's low quality. But Allswell has high quality mattresses that you could look under. So go to Allswell.com and put in our promo code.
You know,
and you can get a mattress that you can look under for a great, great affordable price. I mean, wow, it's so affordable. Let's cut to the Allswell people for more information. Allswell, tell us more.
We're also sponsored by Sky Daddy's Cummies.
I don't want that sponsored.
Well, we're sponsored by them, so.
What?
Are we back?
Yeah,
are we out of the paid programming?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're done with Allswell did their little bit, and I'm pretty sure they just sent us an MP3 of crickets because they knew whatever we had to say about them was not good, so.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know what came over me. Like, my nose just started bleeding, and I blacked out.
No. Yeah, also, if you do subscribe to our Patreon, you will get Sky Daddy's Cummies. Just open your mouth.
But I guess that's about it for video 5.
Yeah, so that's I would absolutely say so, which leads us to video 6, which is the camp information video. Now this one, I mean, it's just like an introduction to some camp somewhere, and so you kind of get the
Moonlight
idea.
Acres.
Yeah, Moonlight Acres family camp, and you know that it's in Minnesota because that's where all of this is taking place. You kind of find that out through the fucking weird animals one. But it basically just is like, you know, what can you do?
Oh, wait, is
here?
That Minnesota?
Is what Minnesota?
I thought that was Montana. I do not know my states.
One of those M things. Yeah. Mongolia. That's where we are.
Goddamn Mongolian.
So we go to this camp information video right after this weird fucking solar system video. And it basically just outlines all the things you can do at the camp. And, you know, it's all very, very, very normal.
Mercury.
At first. So it goes over, it says you can go hiking, make sure you don't get lost, There's archery. The targets get more extravagant. Yes, don't shoot a man. No, it's targets get more extravagant every year. You have the harvest, lights in the sky event. What?
Ooh,
what that is?
Okay,
what that look like?
right after that, they dive into how they have the most up to date safety technology around. Don't.
Which just looks like a fucking 5G tower.
Literally, it's just this. So I actually, if you visit this subreddit, you'll find people who have found like similar models of these alarm systems and have posted them up. It's the Reddit, like, it's not super populated, but it's super cool. I enjoyed looking through the, you know, 40 posts.
Yeah. There's a lot of fan art.
Oh, there's a ton of it. There's a ton.
And it's kind
of
cool.
Some's decent, some is eh, but... You know, the fact that you guys are enjoying this and are enough to make some art around it, that's awesome. But the safety technology, all it says is don't answer the knocking at the door. What does that mean? What do you mean knocking? And so this part of the video, it just shows this door and you hear some knocking. It talks about how the legacy of this camp is its mythos, which... Again, is not usually a selling point for, you know, a family camp.
I mean, I feel like for a camp for people like us three, it would totally be a selling
point. Oh, absolutely. We would see that, we would sign the fuck up, and we'd be the only three motherfuckers there. Okay, there'd be...
Mythos? You mean I might die? Sign me up!
Please! All that reminds me of is the fucking Mythos phase from Mansions of Madness. And I can
I know.
That's all I can think of, but... So they talk about the mythos around this camp, and they say that there are these strange, well-dressed men in the camps around 1935 that would show up every once in a while. They would enter the admin's cabin every night, and then it goes on to say a deal was made.
I'm sorry, I'm so out of breath right now.
Sorry, everybody, our mascot has joined us. Finley's here to say hello. He's been trying to get in ever since we closed the door. But no, so it talks about these strange men in 1935. They enter the admin's cabin every night, and there were a deal was made, and they were never seen again. Which, okay, that's a bit strange. It reminds very, very, very Men in Black vibes.
Yeah, for fucking real.
Oh, yeah. Like
Will Smith is just going cabin to cabin.
Yep. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, they just live at Moonlight Acres Family Camp. After that, they also talk about Skinwalker sightings, which started as well in the 30s. It's
God, I love me a good Skinwalker story.
I cannot wait to cover Skinwalkers. The other thing they talk about are vessels, and then they show pictures of people that are vessels, and you can only kind of assume that... Oh, I'm so sorry, everyone. This is... I can't... we're just going to listen to Finley put the microphone in his mouth for a bit. Oh my god.
Stepped on my nuts and was trying to crawl under the microphone.
I saw that. It was just fucking... He's the size of a bull and he doesn't know it.
Oh, Jesus.
So anyway, Jesus.
What was that?
It goes over the vessels,
it
which are just
over
people.
People who all answered the door.
Yes, they all answered the door. Yep. At the very, very end, there's a giant fucking monster that's kind of shown towards the distance, like towards the outskirts of the camp. And after you kind of see this weird giant monster, it goes back to the Gemini Home Entertainment screen and says some words about who made it, and then the fucking video ends, just like the rest of them. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think Skinwalkers are my usual... family camp experience.
No, they definitely aren't.
No. Or being a vessel for something, but...
Well, it's like... It's kind of funny, because like they almost make out the vessels to be, like, camp workers.
Yep.
So, you're getting more and more of the backstory into tiny bits and pieces of whatever this story is in real... realistically, I guess, because there's no hard, like... linear story going on.
It's little bits that you're picking up from different commercials and ads for this Moonlight Acres Family Camp and all that kind of stuff. But speaking of the
Moonlight
camp
Acres.
And people, yeah, Moonlight Acres, it definitely has some employees. They don't talk about them too much, but one video does heavily touch on this. You got
boy, howdy.
Yeah, you have some info for us, Mike?
Yes, my favorite video, video 7. I love this one. It's video 7 is called Lethal Omen, and it is a very retro-looking video game. You don't get much information as to why it's a video game, other than I'm pretty sure it was just easier for the creator of all this to make.
Well, you know who made...
It's still impressive looking.
You know who made the video game, right?
I get why it's a video game, but when you first look at it, I was like, why is this a video game?
You know who made the video game, right?
That's Remy.
Well, what's the company?
Was it Harbinge? Or is it...
No, the other one!
They had this...
Danger?
There will be danger!
Yes. Regnad.
Regnad.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
it kind of does matter, but you'll... Either way.
I mean, right now it doesn't matter. Fuck off, Doug. But it's like an old-looking video game. The best part is it starts off like, look at these great graphics. And
polygon trees.
So realistic-looking, and it's all just... It looks like Minecraft, kind of.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, but it all takes place like in this like foresty wilderness area, and you come across these cabins, and it's starting to look more and more like a campsite. And it gives off the impression that this is like a video game version of Moonlight Acres, because you see a bunch of cabins, you even see that like 5G tower looking thing from the ad.
The warning system.
Yeah, you see that system. In the video game and everything. The player even comes across a newspaper which mentions lights in the sky. It's very brief. He looks down for like a second. You got to pause it to read it. But it mentions a bunch of lights in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you continue forward, your player has a gun. You start to shoot these things called enemies, which are just people coming at you. And they all look the same.
They have giant heads.
Yeah, and you just shoot them and kill them. I'm assuming those are kind of like the skinwalkers. That makes the most sense to me. Especially because towards the end, or the middle of the video, the player comes across like this mangled heap of a corpse, I guess is the best way of calling it.
Yeah.
Graphics allowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like 5 or 6 squares next to each other, but yes.
Yeah, the only thing that lets you know that it's like a body of a person is that you can see like a head in there. And then right as you look at it, the player looks up, and there's this like deformed enemy, quote unquote, like hobbling towards you like fucking Quasimodo. And it won't die. Like the dude's like shooting it with a gun and it just won't die. And then, like, a prompt comes up on the screen saying, you need to run. And after he's running, he comes across a bunker that he came across before that was locked. It's now just open. And he gets into the bunker, and it's a bunker that is what was described in video 2.
It's got a little dome in there. It's got the fucking radio.
Yep, it's got the radio. It's got everything. But the downside is the guy in the video game doesn't follow like the safety protocol. He hears like the rummaging around upstairs, and his player, the character, is still moving around, and you see a creature actually come into the bunker, and then when you see the creature, everything kind of goes black.
Yep.
And then it is shown to us that this video game is using the exact same AI that was shown to us in the Regnad AI video.
Yeah.
The video starts back up, and the player is outside again, and it's a little darker. It's like dusk out, and the player just like turns around, and the fucking giant iris planet is like right there in his face, and it just cuts off.
Oh my god! I forgot about that.
It's like in the sky. It's like it's just like hovering in the sky.
Right yeah,
now. Like fucking Majora's Mask.
Mm-hmm.
Finley, please settle down.
I'm assuming it has something to do with like skinwalkers, because these enemies that you're shooting are just people. Like that's all they are.
Yeah.
And we kind of get reference where if you come across skinwalkers, you hide in the bunker. And what do we do as a character? We hide in the bunker.
Oh, so, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And at this point, it's just kind of statement of fact that these skinwalkers and planet Iris are connected somehow. We just don't know yet how. But speaking of wilderness, this is a video game version of wilderness. There's a real world survival guide for surviving the wilderness. Ain't that right, Jason?
that is very correct. It is called the Wilderness Survival Guide.
Whoever's talking about this one at this fucking point?
It's not me. I do know which way we are, but no.
Hey-o.
Doug's got this one for sure.
Is me. All right, so this this video takes pretty much what it sounds like to a T. Goes over some animals to avoid, plants to avoid, and then noises that you might hear in the wilderness. So the first thing you see is a video of some different animals, and then it ends with like an explanation on how to, like, what happens if you come face to face with one of these animals. And it's like, stare it in its eyes, use a very stern voice, walk away until it can't see you anymore. And then the image of the bear that you're seeing deforms into like a like a eldritch bear. I don't know.
Yeah, elongates in the nose and ass. And leg shoots out of there. It's weird.
Yeah,
and all these have a weird, like, basic visual to them where it's like a very basic, like, stick figure and picture of stick figure and picture of a bear, and then the picture of the bear turns into like a fucking tentacle monster.
Yeah, it's all very clippy, arty kind of feeling. But the next thing that we see is it says plants to avoid. Actually, I think it says things to avoid. I don't remember exactly, but
it's plant life. You got it.
Yeah, it like shows like I think poison ivy and some like random stuff, and then it shows nature's mockery,
which
we've seen in the first episode.
Yeah, which is this just really weird, like triangular looking like black blob, which honestly in Lethal Omen I think is what might possibly be that thing that you were talking about.
Oh fuck.
I don't know if you put that together or not, but it looks just like it. So,
yeah.
But it says if you touch this, it'll cause hallucinations, paralysis, and body disfigurement. So, like, okay.
That's not good.
This also, Nature's Mockery ties into something that we're going to talk about in a later video.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really excited about it. And I know Jason is too, but we'll get there. But then it says noises that you may hear in the wilderness. And it goes through like a cougar call and like some like howling and stuff. But then it goes into auditory hallucinations from skinwalkers. If you hear them, they've already heard you. And it's just really bizarre. We're going to play a clip of the noise in a second here, but just to finish off the video, it shows this man like trying to make a fire, and he's having a tough time, and it says if the fire, it's basically a how to make a fire video inside of this video, and it says if the fire fails to start, follow the lights, and then it cuts to this video, and let's just play the video because it's fucking horrific.
All right, let's play it.
So, for those of you who know cryptid lore, skinwalkers often take the visage of a human or something of, you know, close likeness to something that you hold dear or know very well.
Yeah.
They also, a lot of times in mythos, repeat the last sentence that was said by the thing that they killed.
Huh. Okay. That I did not know.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
That makes this clip.
So in mythos, if like their last hunt, like they'll take the form of like Jason, if you got killed by a skinwalker and a skinwalker took your form, if the last thing you said before seeing a skinwalker was, oh fuck, the skinwalker will say like, oh fuck. Oh fuck, kinda like the Predator. It kinda like,
oh yeah. Motherfucker.
It mimics your voice to get like people closer to you.
Okay. I didn't know that. This is why we need to do some more cryptid corner shit, because I want to learn some more cryptid facts.
Wasn't that supposed to be tonight?
It was, but that's good stuff.
Okay. I totally we are good at our jobs. Anyways, so that you guys didn't see the video, but we did. But it's a very, very kind of like morbid video of this man that seems almost robotic in form. Like, he looks like a normal person, but the way he's moving, the way his mouth moves, the way his, like, posture is...
He moves the same way as the demented video game character does in the previous episode that you meet at the end.
Yeah.
Kind of...
Arms out, walking around.
Arms like he's, out, walking around, kind of fucked up.
Like he's made of a wireframe or something.
Yeah, well, yeah. Shit, even in the first episode when you see the video of the dude looking in the windows, like, yeah. The people are moving around all, like...
Weird.
Mm-hmm. It's yep. Like they're learning how to walk.
Yes, oh, yes, weird. It is.
But yeah, that's this video, and honestly, this is one of the, like, this is one of the videos that really stuck with me personally, but,
See, that's funny, because the next one is actually one that stuck with me, pretty heftily.
This brings us back to our roots, huh?
Oh, yes, this brings us back to fucking episode one. So if you guys listen to our Have You Been Having Strange Dreams episode, this will give you
one last weird thing about episode 7. Or video 7, episode 7. 8? It tells you that if you can't get a...
Are you talking about... 7. Oh, the solar system?
Eight,
or the...
Yeah, sorry, 8. Yep, I'm sorry, I labeled it wrong.
The wilderness one?
Yeah, the wilderness one.
Okay. So
one little thing that I thought was fun was it said if you can't get a fire, if your fire fails... Follow the lights.
Oh, yeah.
We have been told constantly at this point not to do.
But now you should.
Oh, yeah. So I did say that, though.
I just thought that was kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, the video is kind of cool. It shows a bunch of lights showing up in like on the ground in a field. Mm-hmm. But yeah, video 9. So video 9 is called the Sleep Image Visualizer, or SIV for short.
I see why you like this one so much.
Oh, it's fantastic. It basically outlines this machine that you bring into your home and you wear this headset that gets connected to it. And it basically translates your dreams for you into like a visual medium. So you can kind of see what you're dreaming about. And it's made by Harbinge Technologies, which keep note of that. it's brought up a couple of times. Throughout the series, you're going to see some different videos from this machine, and none of it's really conclusive. It's creepy as fuck, and honestly, yeah. it's like you see some mannequins standing around, you see like people standing over other people sleeping, like it's very abstract, it's very strange, but that's kind of
one of the things I want to point out for like that we'll bring into it later is the like. Image that this Harbinge Technology uses on their like clip art stuff.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like a mannequin head with like headphones on, and that's the and like a VR set, and that's the whole like sleep image visualizer.
Oh, but, like, yeah, yeah.
The head itself, I will come back to, but that head looks like a mannequin head.
It does,
and very you kind of see does. That later in one of these dream things from a person.
But yeah,
that also we see that later on as well. That's why I brought it up. Because I'm going to bring it up again later.
Well, this series is full of recurring themes that you need to fucking pay attention to. Because that's kind of like you see one story, which is just this informational side of Moonlight Acres family camp. And then you kind of see the dark goings on in the background. And that's the actual story here. No one fucking cares about a family camp advertisement, what you can do at camp. We all know what we can do at camp. But. If you introduce
Eldritch,
yeah, have sex with everyone you see. that's like rule number one. But I never went to camp and saw Eldritch Abominations. Like, what the fuck?
You missed out.
But I mean, aside from that, it doesn't really go over too much more than that. It shows a bunch of creepy dreams from different subjects, and then it goes back to the fucking title screen, and you know, it's done. It does remind me of like the hygiene beds, but that's more for like gaming. Like, yeah. It's like. If you were to take a video game and be in it.
We get some things in this that I would say is kind of like foreshadow-ish. Because it like gives us clips into four different people's minds.
Yeah.
And one is like of a man standing. The other is a man laying down while a man with like a mannequin head is just sitting next to him.
Right.
And then you hear the door knocking.
Yes.
And then the other one is like reverse audio, which I never looked into. I should have done that, but I missed it. But it's just a still image of a planetarium, and there's reverse audio going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other is like an image of the sky with this like growling noise coming from the sky.
Yeah, so
like we're getting these like reoccurring / suspicious fucking images.
Oh yeah, and so in regards to that backwards audio, a lot of people in the subreddit have actually tried to figure out what they're saying too, and there's really not a whole lot of conclusive theories about that, which is unfortunate because that would have been a cool little, you know, addition to this whole anthology. But
it's saying, slap your pings and your beans.
Slap them, slap them.
And a ghostly whale.
And a ghostly whale.
Oh.
But anyways. Yeah, no, that's it for that one. The, what's the next video? What are we doing?
Well, the next video is video 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it is games for kids.
Okay.
Which essentially is like, hey kids, you like violence?
Because we're choosing violence.
Yep. But it's like, hey, you kids are bored. You want to play a game? And it's like, here's a bunch of games you could play. Like one is like hide and seek. The other, I forgot the other one, but another one's like sardines.
Freeze tag.
And the other freeze tag. Yeah, thank you. They give you a hide and seek and it's like, here's how you play. Freeze tag. Here's how you play. Sardines. Here's how you play. And then it just cuts to one that's called Feed the Woods. And no, I don't want to do that.
No, thank you. I'm good.
It's apparently a game where you and your friends go out into the woods and you just scream real loud into my ass.
can I read the exact instructions?
Yeah, go for it, because I just put scream real loud.
So, Feed the Woods, here's how you play. Wait till it's dark, and when your parents are sleeping, sneak out and gather your friends. Go into the woods. Walk until you can no longer see the lights. Scream at the top of your lungs. The game ends when the forest is fed.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know, but after that we see an image of a bunch of lights in the sky. And then we get a picture of Earth with an arrow overhead it, and it just says, found you! And there's like a pop-up that just says, found you, with like an arrow that's just blinking over it.
That was honestly a super creepy portion of that whole video. Like, I know it's supposed to be like, found you, like this cute little nod, but it was like...
Oh, no, there's like creepy, like... Yeah, it's like creepy music and everything.
Yeah.
It, but like, I assume, like, what I got from this was like, that Iris planet saying, like, I found Earth. Like, I'm coming for Earth.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. And so now you're going to start to kind of see that this whole series is kind of about... It's not about, but it's heavily focused on this Iris entity.
Which is like a giant planet.
It's yeah, from what we understand right now, it's a planet thing. Like, it looks like a planet, but it has an eye in the center.
Yep.
There's also a part where monster eats a cop car.
Oh yeah, fucking pulls him to the ground.
Fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah, it just shows like a cop car with a police officer, and then it just gets eaten.
Just pulls
and then
it.
Yep. And then you hear like when it gets eaten, you hear like kids go, "Yay!" background.
It's because they're playing Feed the Woods. They fed the cop to the woods.
Yeah, eat the police. Fuck them.
Eat the police and then fuck them.
Well,
eat the
fuck
eat
what
the
comes
police,
out.
Kill the cops or the rich. Fuck, I don't know. Continue. Video 11. Let's do this.
Eat the poor. Oh wait, no, wrong spectrum.
Wrong one.
Yeah. So video 11 is called Advanced Mining Vehicle, and this is, I think, the longest video.
It's very long.
So I'm gonna talk about it the least.
Honestly, there's the least amount of substance. There is no substance here.
No. So basically, it's just them talking about how they have this new remote tunneler that is advancing the mining industry. It's got a microphone and a video camera on it. It's super handy for hearing nests. And honestly,
yeah, just gonna you know, pencil that in.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of weird shots of inside of this cave with these stringy veins everywhere. At one point on the screen, it's like blood pumps through this cave and like, it's just super bizarre. You see pictures of this weird iris eye looking thing inside of the cave. It's extremely bright light and you can just tell that this cave is just just absolutely filled with like what you would
those
consider veins.
Yep. It's a veiny cave. And like Doug said, it's super long, and it goes over, like, the controls of an advanced mining vehicle and, like, what it can do. And
The only, like, things that I took from it is that it's, like, an underground rover to, like, to explore deeper into the Earth's crust, and it starts at a depth of 145, and then it gets dragged down. We see
to like 400 something,
yeah,
500 something,
yeah,
and then we it gets dragged down like 4 something, and then we see like these two giant like squid spider things with the one eye, and then it gets dragged down even deeper, and then we lose our connection. That's like it.
Yep, and
yeah,
that's it. It's just, it's basically just reiterating that something is in the cave.
Yeah, and even though it has some connections to the other videos, I feel like this video was longer than it needed to be. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. It's got some cool visuals, but this probably has, for being the longest video, has the least substance in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it just basically just affirms that there's shit living beneath us.
Oh, yeah. And funnily enough, the next one, video 12, is one of the shorter ones, but has some of the most substance.
Yeah, I love this video.
It's so good. This is one of my favorites. Video 12 is called Deep Root Disease. And from what you can kind of tell...
Speaking
of disease,
yes, God, I'm coughing up a storm.
That was perfect.
Gross.
Hey, are there any kind of roots coming from the ceiling? Has it made contact with your arm or anything like that?
They're coming from me. That's about it.
Oh. Do you have any bulbs growing on you?
Like 12, but
oh,
they're on my legs.
Oh, Mike's
so
gone.
Fine.
No, so deep root disease is what it's called. And it talks about, it's brought to you by the Warner Department of Health, or WDH. And it basically goes over something called deep root disease. And it talks about how roots will connect with a bone to grow freely.
Yeah, there's no, like, playful wiggle room here. It just
this one
like,
just
it's gonna get in your bones,
balls deep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this disease is a thing and you probably are gonna get it, so here's how you know. So it talks about these roots growing into your bones, and it talks about how bulbs are the first noticeable sign of deep root disease. It'll cause a bunch of pain when it's you apply pressure to it, and then from there, once the bulbs form, you go to sprouting, and that begins next after, like, inflammation. There's a bunch of rapid spreading of the these bulbs and the roots, and at this point, the roots are growing pretty much freely into your bones and then out of your bones. It's also growing you new bones, which... I don't like that.
Kikamaru from Naruto? Yeah.
I don't want to feel that.
What are some of the things that they say you should ask people who might have this disease?
Well, you know, they ask if they can recall their mother's name, if they've stopped dreaming, or if they have new bones.
How would one tell if they had new bones?
Yeah, I don't know how you'd just be sitting there one day, just like, let's say you're sitting on the couch relaxing after work, you know, eating a fucking panini or whatever the fuck you have in front of you, and all of a sudden you look up, you're like, huh, that's a new bone.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Is he just sitting there and just like, hey, Phil, how many bones do you have? And he's like, 211. I have 211 now.
Whoa, look at that. But yeah, no, so apparently that's one of the questions you ask somebody who you suspect to have deep root disease. The last thing they tell you is that these people have now become something else. And that kind of solidifies how people become something else, because we've heard this before. For sure, throughout the series. And this is kind of expounding on that now. And it starts with roots growing from the ceiling into your arms and giving you new bones. I don't know really where to go after that. I don't know.
I'm still processing just new bones.
Yeah, I keep thinking about that. And I'm like, my pinky has, you know, there's 3 bones in my pinky. What if it had 5?
Could you imagine the range of motion you'd have on your pinky?
Well, but, like, where? Like, does it get longer? Does it, like, get fatter and there's two bones?
There's just one little bump coming out. Just
coming out? Now I have, like, a pinky on my pinky?
Yeah, your pinky. Well,
my pinky.
Take inspiration from Kikamaru.
Yeah, turn them into swords and stab people to death with them.
Exactly. Except Gaara of the Sand.
Well, right.
Can beat him.
But yeah, no, I don't really know how to segue out of that one to any of the other videos, so... Fucking take it away, Mike.
Wow. So the next one, video 13, is called Monthly Progress, where we essentially find out that the AI from the computer video from a while back ago was at, like, video 4.
Sure.
Probably.
The computer video from before. I don't care to look it up. But we find out it is actually Iris communicating with the Regnat computer. Communicate with Regnat Computing.
Yep.
And they foretell that Iris will be here in 7 months. Hmm. Like, they keep talking about how their client, quote-unquote, has helped them, build all these technological advances, and their client will be here in 7 months, and we find out that their client is Iris.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking fun.
We're still not sure what Iris is. We know it's alien, but that's really
about
it.
We know it's a planet. That's really about it.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads us into the next video. There's not much on this one other than that, to be honest with you.
There's a couple things I want to mention about this video, though, before we move on.
What was that?
One of the lines that, so in this video you see the actual, like,
the storytelling AI.
It looks like the eye in the cave that we saw in the mining video actually speaking through these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
We see the antenna, and then we get the words that it's saying, and it says the Harbinger guards in vain. The hungry eye is welcome. Jack is with us now. Like,
look at that. That name Jack is back.
Yep. Yeah. And
Jack is back, baby.
One of the things that I wanted to mention too is that it says the Harbinger guards in vain. One of the things that we see is in the sleep video is that it's Harbinge Technologies.
Yep.
Whoa.
It's almost like they were developed based on the Harbinger, which
Doug,
might be
you
Iris.
Blew my brain.
Harbinger.
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 I'm the harbinger of death.
Harbinger.
there's a lot of that, but I didn't include that because I just figured, like, if you watch the video, you can see it, but it's like a back and forth communication between, like, us and Iris, and we use this, like, giant antenna to communicate with them, and Iris communicates back, and it comes in the form of the text chain from the, like, AI storytelling. So it's assumed now that that story from before was being told by Iris, this planet.
Yep.
Good talk, Mike.
Now, so you glitched a bunch, but we got the gist. Awesome.
I love that I glitch. God damn it, AT&T. Give me better internet. Fuck.
Well, fucking unplug one of those roots from your arm, plug the Ethernet cable in there, and you should be fine.
Yeah, bro.
Become the internet.
Yeah, become the internet.
Have you tried unplugging and plugging it back
in?
What's
our next video? Let's get off that.
All right, so video 14.
One of my favorites, by the way. So
yeah, this one's pretty spooky. There's not much to say about this one, other than the fact.
It's just so
cool. Yeah, it takes place in at Moonlight Acres camp in 1985. It's their Christmas party video. Pretty much. The whole video, in a nutshell, is you see basically a dude inside of this cabin, like, filming a, you know, Christmas tree with the lights on and whatnot.
Who's that dude?
Who's that dude? I don't fucking know.
It's Jack.
I was going to say it's probably Jack. But it's basically him filming inside the cabin. Some sort of, like, earthquake kind of happens. Mm-hmm. And then this, like, immense howling starts. And you just kind of hear this, like, terrible screech, and he's filming out the windows, he's filming out the door, he's filming, like, the ceiling, and then we get images of this, like, monster appearing around the camp.
God, so cool.
He's in the trees, his hands are on top of the cabin, and then
there's a bit where it's, like, all the lights are on in the cabin, and, like, the camera's just looking out the window, and you think you see, like, a face in the window, and the lights go off, and you just see the trees, so it kind of gives you, like, the impression that the face was, like, a reflection coming from inside the fucking cabin, and it's so cool!
Yeah, this one was super creepy. I loved this one, just because it gave you, like, a happy setting and turned it bad.
Yeah.
Very, very bad.
Yep, pretty much. But yeah, you hear knocking on the door. You see the monster in the window. It almost looks like a big old vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point they say, like, there's a picture of the monster with the name Mary under it.
Yep. And you kind of learn that is what they call the monster now, which ties back into the Jack and Mary story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming together.
And even in the Jack and Mary story as well, it talks about a river, but it's like, that's not water. The river runs red, and it's like, oh, blood. And then we get that in the fucking Rover one that goes underground, where it's talking about how the caves aren't filled with water. It's filled with something else.
Yep, filled with blood.
Everything ties together.
Yeah, everything's definitely coming together. Well, we only have two videos left after this one.
Two left.
What's the next one?
And the next one... it's video 15, and it's called Home Invasion Help. Now, I got really lucky with the ones I've been talking about, because this is a fan-fucking-tastic video. It's incredibly Lovecraftian in a different way. I mean, all of these are pretty Lovecraftian, but this one takes the cake for me. So it's called Home Invasion Help, and it basically goes over, like, how you can protect yourself against home invasions. It starts off normal, and it's like, you know, do you, like, lock your doors, and like, this normal shit, and then it starts talking about burrowing below homes allows for easy access. And that's kind of when you realize that they aren't telling you how to safeguard your house against home invasions. They're more telling you how to break into people's houses if you are one of these eldritch horrors.
Yeah.
And I remember going into this video and I'm like, okay, this is normal. And then I'm like, wait, what?
Why are they telling me? I don't want to break in.
No, told me how to safeguard my, home invasion help. So you're helping me invade a home. Okay, I get it now.
Nope.
It talks about burrowing beneath the homes for easy access to nests. It talks about entering the prey via proboscis,
Before you continue forward a little bit,
okay.
When it talks about entering the prey, it shows you, like, what these creatures' vision kind of looks like.
Uh-huh.
And it shows an image of what the prey looks like.
Yep.
And the head of the prey looks like the mannequin head that we see in the sleep episode.
Oh, yeah.
Which harkens back, because it's made from that artificial intelligence program.
Correct.
It's made by Hinge Technology, or Harbinge Technology. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this video
Harbing.
Was made by Harbinge Technology as well.
Harbingy.
Yep. Yeah, so it's all tying together.
Those images off of these monsters' vision.
Absolutely. And like, by now, you'll be watching these videos and you'll literally recognize everything that you see, because it's just a bunch of callbacks to each other. And we're on video 15. We have one more after this, so we're tying everything together. So after it tells you to enter the prey via the proboscis, it says that veins are shown growing inside of it doesn't say that. There are veins shown, like, being grown inside this cabin. And it's, like, panning back and forth over...
The whole video of this man walking around this cabin is terrifying.
It's fucking, like, horrifying.
It's absolutely the worst.
It's like a home video, like, Blair Witch Project style thing.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
You get the distinct feeling that the person filming is not supposed to be there. And then you realize, nope, not at all. Because when you see these veins growing, it pans over and it sees these two chairs. And it shows kind of what looks like a person being made vascular system first.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like blood vessels and everything. Yeah, like
it's
a brain.
It's a person. If you've ever been to the Body World exhibit.
Yes.
Like, any of the... I'm not sure if it's outside Chicago, but...
I think it's in Vegas right now.
Okay, yeah. I know they traveled a bit, but if you've ever seen those exhibits, it literally looks like somebody pulled one of those out of there and stuck them in a chair.
Yeah.
And
the eye fucking is all shifty.
So watching this, like, you're like, okay, this is fucking weird. Somebody skinned this person and they're dead now. And all of a sudden it zooms in a little bit and you see the eye shift and look at the camera, and that's the end of the video.
Yeah. And you can almost tell that, like, this person, vein person, is, like, actually coming from a larger section of veins from somewhere else. It's just so fucking weird.
Almost like this person might have had deep root disease at one point
in time.
Yeah, exactly.
It cuts to, like, there's a small bit left in the video where it cuts to the guy, like, running away frantically. And then he gets stopped by like one of those spider creatures.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. I forgot.
Definitely murder. I can, fucks him up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I completely forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a fantastic video, second from the last. But heading out of this video and into video 16, what do we?
I can't
have?
Believe I'm finishing this shit.
I'm happy that you are.
So sorry, I'm dying in my home. our last video, video 16, is the Crusader probe mission.
Can I just real quick?
Yes, go ahead. Interrupt me.
This video was posted 2 months ago.
Yep.
Yeah, it's still going strong.
So we can only hope for more videos.
Out. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Which it's very obvious at this point that there will be more.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion.
I think so. The Patreon's still active.
But it shows that we as a people sent a probe out to space, which came in contact with Iris. It shows like us going past all the planets. It's like, oh, and it gives us like dates and everything. It just shows that
1982 Jupiter, 1985 Saturn, exactly. 1991 Neptune, 1992,
and then it slowly makes it. Thank you for having all that just on file for me, Doug.
Doug just knows his Gemini home entertainment. Yeah.
but it shows all that, and it shows us just getting connection with Iris, and then we make our way kind of through Iris. Like, it shows us going into Iris's, like, it shows us going, like, past its moons, and all the moons are named after, like, nerves in the eyes. Mm-hmm. It shows us going into the throat of Iris.
Yep.
And then it shows us even going into the conscious mind.
Oh my god, I forgot about, like, the end. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry. Yep. I'm remembering the end of this video, and I'm like, what the fuck?
There's a bunch leading up to it, but I mean, it essentially shows us going through the body of this giant, what we thought was a planet, now kind of gives off the idea that it's a giant living thing, because we're going through what they call the throat, the eyes, the conscious mind of this planet. And then we lose the signal, and then we get it back, and we're in like a house, and we see what looks like those like viney, it looks like the like infected person infecting another person in this house, kind of.
But it also looks similar to the sleep images.
Yep. It looks like the fucking the dreams that people have been having.
Yep. And which makes me think that this planet is connected to these like things that are going on Earth. Like it's like a hive mind kind of thing, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Because how would we get these images if the probe must have gone through something and teleported back to Earth, possibly, and then back to the planet? Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, it's
but
strange.
We lose a signal. Yeah, we lose a signal from the probe for 7 months, which we saw before when we were told we would meet with our client in 7 months. We then get a notification that the probe is coming back to Earth, which means that Iris is on its way to Earth, and it took it 7 months.
Ooh.
And that is where we leave off with the Gemini home entertainment.
Oh, God, I cannot wait for the next upload.
I know! I want to show Kelly this so bad, but I know that she won't fucking care. And, like, that's fine. You don't have to, but...
I know this probably sounded like all over the fucking place, but I cannot stress this enough when I say I need our listeners to watch this shit. And hats off to fucking Remy Adobe.
Yes.
Because this is my favorite fucking one we've done so far. Like, everything about it is just so fucking fun.
It's good. It's simple. And, like, it doesn't take fucking hours upon hours to decipher shit. Like, it's a linear.
Yep.
Not linear by any means, but
the work that he went through. A lot of the shit seems like basic, like, oh, it's danger backwards and Harbinger is Harbinger, But like, he made for like the video game episode, he made a level in a video game.
Yep.
For this. He made like the guy screaming in the field and all the people in the house and everything. Like, he got people to help him make this. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah.
He's committed, and it's quality entertainment. Like,
I meant to add on to your video game video. You can actually download the game and play it.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll link that up on the episode description here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's super. It's again. I can't stress enough how much I need everyone to go watch these videos because they're so fucking fun, and this guy deserves every view.
They're super short. You have the time. It's like maybe an hour and a half worth of videos, honestly, at most.
Take the amount of time that you're probably going to spend listening to this and, and spend it on those videos and then come back to us or listen to us first. Honestly, from what we've gathered, from what people have been telling us anyways, that the best way to do this is to listen to us while kind of looking at each video. So like when we get to video one, pause this, watch the video. Listen to us discuss it. We've heard that that is the best way to ingest all of the information about these topics that we're talking about. So
yeah, when video for video.
Wait, so, what did you say, Mike?
I want to try to keep the mystery going. Like, is this real or fake? But it's obvious that this is like a fake fun story. But like,
until all of a sudden you look up at the sky and there's fucking alien planet absorbing us.
I am very curious to see how, because it's still ongoing. One of the big mysteries for me is how they're going to connect the Skinwalker aspect to a giant planet coming towards Earth. The only thing I can think is that it's all a hive mind situation.
Well, I think what I'm
very excited to see what they do with it.
I think what they meant for that to be is like the Skinwalkers are actually these created people. Like they grew from the roots, and that's why you see these blood vessel people being formed and like starting to, you know, retain life.
You know what I'm curious about? Is what I'm saying.
The
biggest thing I'm curious about is where the difference is in the Skinwalkers and the Woodcrawlers.
Yeah.
I think they're the same thing, but they gave the name Woodcrawler before they knew what a Skinwalker was, maybe?
Well, no.
It's hard to say. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I hope we figure out how all this connects together, because I do see a lot of ideas that need to be connected together.
I need to see what happens when Iris comes to Earth.
Yeah. I need to know more.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm thinking it's like a hive mind thing. And the big thing that made me think it was a hive mind situation was, again, in the last video, it shows the probe losing signal. Yeah. And then we randomly get pictures in a household with these infected. So it kind of makes me think, going back to the solar system episode as well, there's the gateway, there's the lens, the key. So is there like a teleportation aspect to it, maybe? It's hard to say.
Well, this is one of those great instances of us not having all the information yet. So we pretty much wait, which is amazing, because we're going to get more content, and we'll have more to talk about at a later time.
Yep. Also, I'm glad that this is going to be in the recording, because I can do this. I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to pee. That's a little TMI for you listeners.
Hey, before you pee, why don't you tell the listeners where they can find us?
Yeah, and like sign off and shit like that, because we have nothing else to talk about, man. We've kind of gone over it.
You know what? I'll hold my pee.
Hold it in your hands while you do this.
Okay. I mean, you guys can find us literally everywhere. We are Diluty Pod everywhere, or Don't Look Under the Internet everywhere.
So if I were to go to like Jewel Osco and I asked them where to find Diluty Pod, where would we be?
Oh, I'm getting there. If you would give me a gosh dang second, Jason.
Okay.
If you go to our linktree.com/dilutypod, it has the links for just about everything. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all under Diluty Pod. I'm a little upset. I'm not getting as much feedback as I would like, but I'm not upset at the people. I'm upset at myself. I love you all that are listening. we also have a merch shop that is in our link tree.
Yes.
We have Buy Us a Beer, but it's through Buy Us a Coffee. Buy Us a Coffee at Diluty Pod. Mm-hmm. And then you also can find us on YouTube at Don't Look Under the Internet. I'm kind of going over everything.
Hey, someone bought one of our sweatshirts.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Nice. Was it me?
What'd you say?
Did you buy the face one?
No. I mean, that's the one I would buy, but no. That's fucking awesome. Somebody just bought
I didn't hear what you said.
Just bought one of the fucking the creeper. The creeper Diluty face hoodies.
Oh, thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really excited for our merch shop. And again, I don't expect anyone to buy our merch, but if you do, please send us a picture of it and send us your opinion on it, because I am a stickler on quality and I want to make sure you guys are getting what you pay for. I want it to be a high quality piece.
So if you're not happy with what you got, please message us and let me know, because I will take care of you. I'm very adamant on this stuff.
He'll come give you a tummy raspberry or maybe a blowy. Who knows?
Definitely a blowy.
Who knows? I also want to give another shout out again to Emily, our new patron.
Emily!
And I also want to, real quick, shout out my friend Stephanie as well, because she is one of our patrons. She just got her sticker in the mail.
Hell yeah.
And she sent me a video of her just slapping it onto her PC.
Nice.
And then she sent me a message saying how she was listening to all our bonus stuff. And she was just staring out the window at nothing for like 2 hours, eating pumpkin seeds, just absorbing all of our bonus content. You know, and I'm like, wow.
I think that is now the pinnacle of content absorption, is you have to be staring at nothing, eating pumpkin seeds. That's the only way to absorb info.
But again, I just want to thank everyone who listens. And linktree.com/dilutypod. Don't look under the internet or dilutypod. Almost anywhere you will find us under one of those two things. Thank you, everybody. It means a lot. Thank you for putting up with me being kind of sickly sounding on this episode and coughing and sneezing into the mic.
Oh, honestly, dude, it does not sound bad. But I thought it would sound worse, but it does not.
You sound like shit. Get the fuck out of here.
I hope you all love this episode, because I did. And I'm done talking now.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for calling in, Mike. We appreciate it. We're probably going to...
Call in. I'm a host. I'm not a fucking guest. Call in my ass.
Today, you, my very good friend, are either the embodiment of my PC and Discord, or you are a guest. But no, you are absolutely a host. You are missed. We miss you very much.
Sorry.
Can you stop dying for 4 seconds while I try to talk about you and how great you are?
Shut the hell up.
Fuck. God.
Go ahead.
You know, it's not even worth it anymore. Fuck you, Mike.
That's appropriate.
No, but this was a ton of fun. I guess the only thing I have left to say is, please, fucking, when you look up the stars at night, just remain as paranoid as possible, because Iris is out there. It's coming for you.
It do be out there.
It do be that way sometimes.
Doug, what do you got to say to the beautiful people?
I'm going to share some wisdom that I had on a bonus episode that I think everyone can definitely just appreciate. And that's slap your shitter against your butthole.
Is that the new thing?
Because I don't know how the hell that works. Slap your shitter against your butthole. Figure it out. Send me a video. Let me know how that works.
I love everybody. Kiss your grandma for me. With tongue.
Ooh, getting sexy.
CDC says you can open mouth kiss your grandpa for 5 seconds now, and that's fine.
Well, with that, I have to say goodbye, everybody. We love you very much. Open mouth kiss your grandpa, please.
Love you.